were made to rule. Systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to working for the system. You can't earn no living and unemployment. As skyscrapers keep rising, what's the use? You will no more. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to. Don't waste your time or your energy working for Babylon organized crimes. You'll pay the penalty to divert your attention. But now they're running out of luck. Innocent blood stains on her gloves. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Shaking systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to say they war. Every single day they build the nuclear weapons, mass destruction. Oh no no, for what we don't know, it's another world conflict. For what we don't know, it's another world conflict. So I say, systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to.
Yeah, sound there of Julian Marley, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, track entitled Systems, and a big up to everybody who was fighting back against the system. But back to the music right now, here's the sound of MC5, this track's going out to Jade, track entitled Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, Sound of MC5, track entitled Tonight. Now, you can't help but of being absolutely appalled by the terrible carnage, terrible destruction in the Philippines. Looking at the pictures on TV, in the press, indeed, in this week's Socialist Worker, and thousands of people killed by the cyclone there. However, you will also have noticed that some well-built buildings are still standing, even in the worst affected parts of the Philippines, at the same time as the homes of the poor being absolutely flattened. And the reason is money, basically. I mean, even ignoring the obvious fact that typhoons and hurricanes are getting worse due to climate change, this is no natural disaster. The homes of the poor are cheap, poorly built homes, and this is because of poverty, and it's because they were poorly built that they were flattened by the typhoon, and along with the people inside. Also, where are the flood defences? I mean, going back to 1900 in Galveston in the US, the town was absolutely flattened by a major hurricane because there were no flood defences. Now, that was at least in part due to a genuine mistake, an error of judgement. However, fast forward to only a few years ago in New Orleans, when Hurricane Katrina hit, a similar amount of devastation was caused for similar reasons, lack of proper flood defences. So it seems that the lessons are still not being learnt, or at least remedial efforts are not being implemented due to not so much lack of money in the case of Katrina as the fact that the American government were cutting everything to the bone under W. Bush to fund his illegal wars and what have you. I mean, the fact is that flood defences do save lives. I mean, effects due to European windstorms in recent years would have been far, far worse had it not been for flood defences such as the Thames Barrier and the strong Dutch flood defences, for example, because most of the damage caused by storms, especially hurricanes but also extratropical storms, is caused not by the wind, it's caused by the storm surge, the rising sea level and the massive waves that go with it. They're what do the damage, and they're what sea defences protect against. But the sea defences haven't been built in many third world countries such as the Philippines, and also Bangladesh suffers really badly from hurricane strength cyclones, and the reason that flood defences aren't built there is due to lack of money. In many cases, the lack of money is caused by debt repayments to Western banks. Anyway, back to the music. Here's Gil Scott-Heron's version of a track originally done by Marvin Gaye. Inner City Blues.
inflation means there ain't no chance. And to increase a little bit of finance, and bills they gonna pile up the sky. They send that boy off to die. Yes, to make you wanna holler at them the way they do.
Tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound, yeah. Bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls. Bring on the elephant guns. Bring on the helicopters to block out the sun, yeah. Made the devil wanna holler, cause eight was dead and a dozen was down. And cries for freedom were a brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A. Justice was served and the unjust were afraid. But after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler, black people, and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Happy policing. Panic is spreading. And Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you wanna holler sometimes. And throw up both of your hands. Make you wanna holler sometimes. And throw up both your hands. Throw up both your hands.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The huge scale of death and destruction caused in the Philippines by Typhoon Haiyan was caused directly by poverty. Most houses in the affected area are made from cinder blocks cemented together, not solid concrete, with corrugated iron as a roof and a wooden frame. Despite the Philippines having been praised internationally for continued growth during the financial crisis, the government there was unprepared for this crisis. More than 34,000 nursing posts are left unfilled in the NHS in England. The Tories are halfway through their drive to cut £20 billion from the service. They have slashed thousands of jobs, putting remaining workers under more pressure. This can only have a detrimental effect on patient care, leading to a real risk of more deaths in hospital. Shipyard workers and supporters rallied in Portsmouth last week against arms giant BAE's devastating closure announcement. BAE plans to end 500 years of shipbuilding in the city and cut more than 1,000 jobs, and also to impose major job losses on the Clyde in Scotland. In Greece, police broke into the workers' occupation of state broadcaster ERT last week, but pickets and protests have stopped them bringing in scabs. The government barely survived a no-confidence vote, and a general strike disrupted a visit by Troika officials. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, despite a sergeant in the Royal Marines being convicted of murder of an unarmed civilian in Afghanistan, the army itself has been let off lightly. A report on the legal loan shark Swanger. Why Tory plans to impose tests on four-year-old kids can only harm education. How the recently elected Tory Australian government will only tighten the oppression of Aboriginal people. The truth of how British immigration centres breed despair for the inmates. Will China abandon its state capitalism and move towards a Western neoliberal model? And a report on the Unite Against Fascism's visit to the former Nazi extermination camp at Auschwitz. You can get Socialist Worker every Saturday in Chesterfield Town Centre outside Primark from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. I can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or to get Socialist Worker delivered to your door, phone or text 07919 486101, that's 07919 486101, or email jeaden at tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Tell me where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? Tell me where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? I was out demonstrating, demanding my rights. Were you? Shut up and be more polite. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there? Were you there when we fought for a change in the law, for equality, justice and rights? Were you there when we voted for action and blocking the streets? Were you there? Were you there? Were you there? Tell me where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? Tell me
not tokens we want or your patronage. Were you there, my friend liberal, to embarrass to speak? But you've learnt all the right words, I'm sure. Were you there when we needed you on the right side? Were you there when we wanted you then? Are you waiting a while just to jump on our wagon till it's comfortable, popular, smart? Some news for all freeloading radicals. Tomorrow just might be too late. You've been there now. This cosmetic change and paint in the cracks just won't do. We want real change and now.
Yeah, sound there of My Friend Liberal by Tragic But Brave Mike, which leads us on to the next topic of discussion, which is the fact that Tory Prime Minister David Cameron has blamed the Lib Dems in the coalition for stopping him from going further than he wanted to, blaming what he called coalition gridlock, whinging that it damages Britain's long-term interests. At the same time, the Lib Dems are trying to get back some of their old supporters by saying that it's by saying that Cameron's in a way right, and that if it wasn't for the Lib Dems, then the Tories would have gone even further than they have in attacking workers and poor people, civil liberties, etc. All I can say is, if that's true, I dread to think how far the Tories would have gone otherwise. And besides, in reality, the lying dirty rats have been at best the Tories' poodles, and at worst willing collaborators in the Tories' war on the poor, war on workers, war on civil liberties, and war on public services. Indeed, Nick Clegg's recent racist comments on Roma gypsies show just how far to the right Nick Clegg really is. And we've seen, of course, how some of the more reactionary policies economically have been pushed through by Business Secretary Vince Cable. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think that the Lib Dems are in any way preferable to the Tories. I say, Bubo's on both their bungalows, and let's get rid of them both. Anyway, back to the music. This next track's going out to Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre, Sound of the Kinks. Victoria. Yeah, Sound of the Kinks, track entitled Victoria. Now, Wednesday just gone, in Chesterfield, there was a Stop the War meeting on why is the anti-war movement still relevant? And one of these speakers was a national Stop the War speaker, Chris Nineham. And he gave us a talk about the war on terror and how the Stop the War movement has in the longer term had an effect in reducing the amount of reducing the establishment's propensity to wage wars. Take it away, Chris.
I think it's important to recognise that the people organising the war on terror have suffered a serious setback in the last few months. And that is, they wanted to attack Syria, they wanted to get more involved in the conflict in Syria, they wanted to unleash a bombing campaign. This was spearheaded by the Brits, actually, the whole notion was being pushed most by David Cameron, but also supported by the French and by Obama, and they were stopped, and they couldn't do it, and that's a first for this period of the war on terror, of the wars over the last 12 years. But it's actually unprecedented at any time in the last number of decades for the world's biggest imperialist power, most powerful imperialist nations, to begin to prepare a war and then to be stopped, essentially, I would argue, by public opinion. I mean, obviously there were other factors, and you can discuss the kind of geopolitics of it, and there was certain hesitations amongst sections of the establishment on both sides of the Atlantic. But be under no illusions, both Obama and Cameron, they wanted to push the project through. They made the decision. Cameron brought Parliament back from, you know, a great expense from their holidays in various different parts of the globe, got them into Parliament to make a vote, wanted to be bombing Syria by the end of the week, and suddenly was stopped doing that. Now, you can talk about disagreements and splits in the establishment, but the reading that was taken by both the President and the Prime Minister on both sides of the Atlantic, on either side of the Atlantic, was that essentially this was a policy that in general the ruling class wanted to go for, and they were stopped really by the sense amongst representatives, first of all in Parliament and then in Congress, that this wouldn't wash with the people. Now, I think that's important in itself, just in terms of the public opinion having an impact. But also, I do believe this is the outcome of the last 12 years of campaigning. I think it's fair to say that without the protests that we've all been involved in, all the campaigns, the pickets, the public meetings, the demonstrations, the marches, without that cumulative effect, which, you know, we were very frustrated about at the time over Iraq, that we weren't able to do enough to stop the war that time round, but the kind of combination of all that activity and that effort over time suddenly became focused over Syria, and actually was enough to stop them starting a war. So I think that's one aspect, a very important aspect of the background and of the backdrop to the situation. And I think, you know, it's led clearly to at least the beginnings of a new dynamic in the Middle East. The rhetoric coming out of Washington in particular is that it was the pressure that, you know, the West was prepared to take action that forced people to think carefully about the situation, that forced Assad to back off. Actually, the opposite was the case. In reality, a process that led to some negotiations, clearly the situation in Syria is still a dreadful one, but the process that led to at least the beginnings of some kind of negotiated agreements and the possibility of a move towards a new set of peace talks in Geneva around Syria, that process was unleashed at the very moment when it became clear that the West was not capable of unleashing its attack. That was the moment that kind of unlocked the situation, at least initially, and I think that's important to recognise as well. So that's the first point. The second point is this, that clearly the outcome of these events, the impact of these events, is difficult to predict exactly, and I'll go on to say a few words about what it's likely to mean in Britain. But I think it's important as well that we recognise that for the US, a significant de-escalation, a significant move away from military intervention in various parts of the globe is really not an option for at least the bulk of the US establishment and the US ruling class. Despite the fact that there's massive popular pressure on them, despite the fact that they failed to get the intervention, Obama failed to get what he wanted, and actually he blinked first. Nevertheless, the position that the US is in globally means that I think they have to find ways to get back onto the front foot in terms of their military interventions. And I'll just say a few words why. I mean, I think, first of all, there's kind of empirical evidence for that. Very soon after the peace process, the current negotiations started around the so-called, around Assad's chemical weapons. Very soon after that process, the Americans launched two very high-profile, if limited, raids, security service raids in different parts of the world, one in Libya and one in Somalia, which, you know, I think were clearly designed to be a signal to the world that, okay, they hadn't managed to get onto serious intervention mode in Syria, but this didn't mean that they weren't going to defend their right to intervene in all sorts of different parts of the world, and that they weren't, that military intervention isn't off the agenda. I also think you can just look at the facts. I mean, there's an escalation of military intervention, particularly in Africa, by the US, that is growing on a daily basis. And we've seen, you know, a number of interventions recently, obviously in Mali, in Libya, and actually less openly discussed, but nevertheless very, very important, the level of intervention in Somalia.
So there you have it. We may well be, in fact, we are winning the battle against imperialist wars, but we haven't won it yet, so we still need to keep up the pressure against war and against militarism. And on that note, back to the music now, with the sound of Ian Brown, track entitled Illegal Attacks.
So what the fuck is this UK? Gone with this US of A in Iraq and Iran and in Afghanistan. Just on a day go by without the Israeli its bombs from the sky. How many mothers to cry? How many sons have to die? How many missions left to fly over Palestine? Cause that's a matter of fact. It's a pact, it's an act. These are illegal attacks, so bring the soldiers back. These are illegal attacks. It's contracts for contacts. I'm singing concrete. So bring the soldiers back.
What mean you that you beat my people? What mean you that you beat my people? And grind the faces of the poor.
Sometimes
tell me just how cool were the Taliban? Sat burning incense in Texas, roaming round in Alexa, sitting on 6 billion oil drums, down with the Dow Jones, up on the Nasdaq, pushed into the war zones. It's a commercial crusade, cause only all men get paid, and only so many soldiers come home. It's a commando crusade, a military charade, and only so many soldiers come home.
What mean you got to beat my people? What mean?
The size of the fight, in the dark, on the day or the night, there's no time to reflect on the threat, the situation, the bad nor the fight. These are commercial crusades, cause all the army get paid. These are commando crusades, commando tactical raid. And from the streets of New York and Baghdad to Tehran, Tel Aviv, bring forth the prophets of the Lord. From day back to stepping pockets with the prophets of greed. These are commercial crusades, commando tactical raids, play military charades to get paid.
Yeah, sound there for Ian Brown. Track entitled Illegal Attacks. And now I've got a bit of a song for you. The north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow, and what will Centrica do then? Poor thing, they'll hike up the cost and rake in the dosh because they're so horribly right wing. Poor thing. Yes, that's right, the energy company Centrica have been whinging about their profits. They've been apologising to their shareholders as they're only making £2.7 billion profits this year. That's as they put up the prices by 8.4% for gas and 10.4% for electricity. And they're not the only energy company that's been whinging. There's been another energy company recently saying that they're only making modest profits. I've got to admit, all of this reminds me of a few years ago, British Gas. The boss of British Gas was whinging that energy bosses such as himself don't eat babies for breakfast. Well, they may not eat babies for breakfast, but putting up their prices so much sure as hell probably means that a lot of old people end up bloody freezing to death. And even worse, there's, well, certainly as bad, another energy company, EDF, have been blackmailing us by saying that if efforts are made to bring in a green levy to try to make energy creation greener, then the bills are going to go up even more on top of the hike that they've brought in. All I can say is if the energy companies aren't content with their profits, and let's face it, all profits, whether they be modest or otherwise, are by definition exploitation, then I reckon that we should take the energy companies back off them, basically. I mean, they should never have been privatised in the first place. While we're having to pay hand over fist for our energy, which we need to cook, to heat, to light, even to power radio resistance, they're making fat profits. Well, I reckon that we should stop that. Energy should be renationalised now, and then not only could we generate, well, sell electricity at a fair price, we could also generate it by investing more in green energy such as wind power, instead of, as the private energy companies are doing, building nuclear power stations and fracking. Anyway, back to the music now. Here's the sound of Arcade Fire from their album Reflector. Flashbulb Eyes. Well, if her eyes really are flashbulbs, I just hope she can afford to use them with the price of energy as it is now.
Take your soul.
Yeah, sound there of Flashbulb Eyes. Yeah, sound there of Flashbulb Eyes. which is by Arcade Fire, and last month in London there was the Unite Resistance National Conference, and among these speakers there was Lee Jasper of Black Activists Rising Against Cuts, or Barrack for short. Take it away, Lee.
We welcome the massive explosion of industrial action around the country with workers
Cameron, the man has to have a brandy and a cigarette, he's shell-shocked. He said he goes in there and Osborne and Cameron shell-shack him, beat him up, put him down, kick his ass out and give him the script which he has to follow. So all this nonsense about, yeah, we're the conscience of the nation holding back Tory excesses. You're not holding back Tory excesses, yeah. You're colluding with Tory excesses. With the architect of dog whistle politics, Linton Crosby. I've still got the scars on my back as I came from Linton Crosby's running Boris Johnson's campaign in 2008. And then I said that this wasn't an attack on Lee Jasper. This was an attack on all black people. Some people thought that was an exaggeration or a hyperbole. But right now we've got this racist guru writing a Tory manifesto that is targeting every black person, immigrant, suspected irregular migrant in this country. What the Tories are doing in terms of immigration is designed to bring back the days of no dogs, no Irish, no black people. Well, if that's NHS workers to snitch on people that they think are suspected illegal immigrants. They're saying to bank clerks and other public sector workers, shock your neighbour as a means of tackling this issue. Well, our position on this is clear, and I'm calling on you to support us on the Tuesday the 22nd when the government is rushing through the immigration bill.
Yeah, that was Lee Jasper of Black Activists Rising Against the Cuts talking back in October at the Unite the Resistance National Conference in London. And I've let play for a long time, got kind of carried away. He really is a good speaker. Anyway, the next track is going out from Tim to Jane. It's the Sound of the Fugees, track entitled Refugees.
Aap Radio Resistance sun rahe.
The basement's word. Hey yo, 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. The crew is called Refugees. And if you come for test the rap styly, stop the violence and just bring it on. Why yo? Hey yo, I feel kind of melancholy. People think they really know me. By me while I drive a daddy's Audi. I pay the tone fighter for my own soul. Cause the bourgeois type of mental sucks like a black hole. But I remain a rebel face to face to start the EQ. Them devils wishing they could send me back to Mogadishu. Cause I've been wild since I was a juvenile. Afrocentric profile back when righteous rap was still a style. Now kids are wild, so I asked the bad black. Boogie bandit, what's the damage? Give me the estimate then. Pray tell me when the revolution will begin. I turn on my TV, I check out Farrakhan on CNN. I'm like the phantom that's flying like the bird, doing things you never heard. Plus I come from the suburbs, worth it gone. I heard you had the kind of hard, and you got your skin scorn when they were shooting on the boulevard.
You got the vocab, I got the vocab,
on the ground
got the vocab.
Yeah, we got the vocab,
on the ropes got the vocab.
Yeah, we got the vocab. And your prize, grab the mic and show you got the get to get.
Vengasto from here to Mexico. You see my 4, 5, 6 to be my CeeLo. And when I rest my head is on a pillow. B-D-B-D-B-D-B-B-D-B-Bo. You see the skills I manifest is very thorough. And if you don't believe me, ask Ferris Jaco. I feel with Jaco. I feel with Jaco. I don't mean who. I don't mean who. Watch out now. When I choose to speak, I'm forming the cipher fly beast at the 5%. Knowledge is born to all beginners. Cast the first stone if you feel you're in a sinner. Say our Father who art in heaven. Forgive the foolish rapping for you not know how for Jeep is stepping. Correcting, stopping, kept it. Enough respect to the DJ that be selected. The type of record.
You got the
vocab. You know they got the vocab. We got the vocab.
Hey, yo, clap, grab the mic and
check it out.
Back in 83, no one wanted to be not me. I turn on my TV, it's a dreadlock for free. Kill the gimmick, it's nonsense, it's no sense. So now you're a rapper, disaster. Nobody ever told me that. Roxanne, you don't got to act for money no more. And back in the days, I used to listen to Kool G Rap. Way back when, before guns became gats. And Run DMC used to ask Mary what she bugging. I love P.E., they kept me conscious of what I was saying. African big bada, poor righteous teacher. God within myself, so what made me a 5%? Sell-a-di-da-di, oh, we like to party. But my jam was BDP with my philosophy. Said Grandmaster Flash, MC Melly Mel. Then LL Cool J came with Rock the Bells. See, I'm known for the crew. Like a Jew is a Jew. Like Apollo got the boo. Like the Mick got the blue. Like the fool got the Manchu. Shaka got the Zulu. Hawaii got the Honolulu. I got the rap blues. So skibbity bop bop, you don't stop. You do the rock rock from hip hop to bebop. From bebop
you
to bebop.
I got the vocab.
Boogie Down got the vocab.
You know they got the vocab.
Got the vocab.
We got the vocab. And yo peeps, grab the mic and show them you got the gift again.
You got the vocab.
Yeah, we got the vocab.
Queens got the vocab.
You know y'all got the vocab.
Uptown got the vocab.
Yeah, they got the vocab. And your bros, grab the mic and show them you got the gift
DC
again.
DC got the vocab.
Words, y'all got the vocab.
Virginia got the vocab.
Hey, I know y'all got the vocab.
Oakland got the vocab.
Word, they got the vocab. And your sisters, grab the mic and show them you got the gift again.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, etc., of interest to left-wing people in the Chesterfield area. Kicking off on Tuesday, November the 19th, Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism are having an organising meeting in the evening. For exact time and venue, phone or text 07423 672 544. That's 07423 672 544. Or email chesterfieldUAF@live.co.uk. That's chesterfieldUAF@live.co.uk. Moving forward a couple of days to Thursday, November the 21st, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its branch meeting. From coal mines to call centres, how has the working class changed? This will be held at 7:30 p.m. in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe entrance, which is on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. And then on Thursday, November the 28th, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its branch meeting on Can There Be a Revolution in Britain? 7:30 p.m. in Chesterfield Library. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. But the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. But the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Negotiations are taking place in New York to try and organize a United Nations resolution which will give the green light for an intervention in Iraq. If they get the resolution, they will do it supposedly in a multilateral way. If they don't get the resolution, they will do it in a unilateral way. For the United Nations today is not represented, the Security Council
is not representative of the world in which we live. It is something which grew out of the Second World War. If they took a vote in the General Assembly, the vote would be 80% against them. And they know it. And you know, we are not alone. In Britain, we're not alone, as we saw on the last demonstration. But in large parts of Europe, it's not just the demonstrators, it's large sections of the state apparatuses in Europe who are opposed to this war. In Italy, we've had the largest demonstration against the war, much larger than ours, we are happy to say. 1.2 million people demonstrated in Italy against the war. So it's a very big movement. And that's why constantly one of the aims of the Blair government is propaganda. Propaganda against us, propaganda in favor of the war. That's what the dossier which they presented represented. True war propaganda. The flow of recruits into small terrorist organizations, some of them religious terrorist organizations, is not by dropping bombs, is not by invading countries, is not by destroying cities, but beginning to tackle the political problems which caused this to happen. Now, if you're a citizen of any country, you just see the double standards at work. Sharon has nuclear weapons, but he's part of the war against terror. That's fine. Saddam might get nuclear weapons in 3 or 4 years' time. But he has to be bombed now because we believe in preemptive action. And we don't just believe in preemptive action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. Wherever I travel, and I travel all over the world, when people find out I'm from Britain, they say, could you just explain to us Tony Blair? They just want an explanation, saying, why is he so constantly ensconced in the posterior of the American president? And we don't just believe in preemptive action against Iraq. The new Bush doctrine says we will take preemptive action against any state which we feel is going to challenge our hegemony and overtake us. This is a declaration of war on the rest of the world. Don't you dare do anything, because we will use our military power to crush you. That's what they're saying openly. That the way you are going to stop the flow of recruits into small terrorist organizations, some of them religious terrorist organizations, is not by dropping bombs, is not by invading countries, is not by destroying cities,
Yeah, sound there of Tariq Ali, the Asian Dub Foundation remix. Not in our name. Now, as I mentioned earlier on the news, the Greek government, the Greek police earlier this week raided the state broadcaster ERT, which had been occupied by the workers after the Greek government planned to close it down. Now, this is slightly unusual, a raid on a... slightly unusual, a raid on any licensed broadcaster, let alone a state broadcaster. However, those of you who, like myself, have an interest in free, or as some would call it, pirate radio, will know there is quite a long history of radio stations being raided by the authorities. Perhaps one example which sticks in my mind is that of PCRL, the People's Community Radio Link of Birmingham, which broadcast from the 1980s and suffered many, many raids throughout its time until in 2003 it was finally closed down, not just by a bad series of raids, but by a threat to jail the station's operator, Cecil Morris. And yours truly, Red Ant, I've been involved in a pirate radio station here in the Clown area near Chesterfield called Starforce FM, which itself was raided more or less exactly 16 years ago on the 14th of November 1997. And Starforce FM was mostly a music station, indeed mostly a sort of dance music station, but it did 5 minutes past each hour have news from a socialist worker, just like Radio Resistance, and it also had quite a bit of politics brought into the raps which I did, such as this one. Starforce FM got a brand new flavour, tune us in, do yourself a favour, we'll keep your body working, it ain't casual labour, you're moving to the beat cause you're a hardcore raver, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, we can rock you all night long, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, MC Comrade Starforce FM is coming on strong, DJ Comrade MC Marks. Touching down the techno sound. Comrade spinning the records round. 106.3, that's the place to be. This is Starforce FM. As we move it to the left, the system tremor. Hold tight for 28th of September. There's a lobby of the Labour Party, organised by the SWP. Tell them we don't want tuition fees, and we need more cash for our services, please, to repair the damage done by the Tories. I mean, we're 5 months into a new government. We elect a new Labour, but what's that meant? They prefer to spend all their money on nukes than on hospital beds. That makes me puke. They're charging students tuition fees, but won't they tax the rich pretty please? No, because they act like the Tories. Real change can't come from the Constitution. Elections can never be a substitution for the one solution. Revolution, fight back. Fight, 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 fight back. The system is the crown, together we'll crack. Fight back. Fight, 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 fight back. The workers have the power. You know that that's a fact. Yes, that's a fact. It ain't no act. If you want to be free from misery, poverty and insecurity, then join with me in the SWP, the Socialist Workers Party, fight back. It ain't no act, we gotta fight back. Yeah, that was 16 years ago when I was on Starforce FM. The broadcasting style has rather changed over the years, I think you'll have noticed. The variety of music played has also rather changed over the years, and this next track, it's been requested by Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre. It's the Sound of the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. Yeah, Sound of the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. And it's about coming to the end of this week's broadcast, so over to you. If you'd like to contact us with a request or a dedication, if you'd like to suggest a topic for discussion, if you'd like to give your viewers on a particular topic, if you'd like to talk about a recent protest you've been involved with, or any sort of recent activity, then you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. And if you're listening to us for the first time, and you'd like to know how you can listen to Radio Resistance at home, or for that matter on your tablet or even on your mobile phone, then you can find us at sail.to/radioresistance. That sail.to/radioresistance. Or if you're having difficulty listening to us on Mixcloud, which that links to, then we've also got a backup site at www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. That's www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. And that's about all we've got time for this week, so hope to catch you next week. For the time being, though, we're going to leave you with a track which relates to a topic covered in this week's Socialist Worker, namely in Australia, how the Tory government there are likely to increase the oppression of the Aborigines there. It's the sound of Midnight Oil, track entitled Beds Are Burning. Catch you next week.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and